While alienation and isolation are certainly hallmarks of modern life, when a crowd is needed, it springs into life. The 2009 Iran Green Revolution, the 2011 Arab Spring, the Occupy movement, the Spanish Indignados, the 2013 Gezi Park protests in Turkey, all of these movements of the squares saw physical public space unexpectedly replenished with fresh, angry crowds that had established many of their initial networks and political education by the internet. Online inspiration, offline perspiration, as one slogan of the time put it. These digitally enhanced tactics took over British streets in the winter of 2010, when student and anti-cuts protesters came out against the Conservative Lib Dem coalition's austerity policies and tripling of tuition fees. The police responded with the controversial crowd control tactic of kettling, essentially imprisoning people outdoors between lines of riot police without access to food, water, toilets, warm clothing or medical assistance for hours at a time. Kettling worked against the student protesters on several fronts, dampening their spirits, disincentivizing future protests, riling up some to violence and thus delivering the government the PR victory they needed. Is not the point of a kettle that it brings things to the boil? David Lammy MP asked Theresa May, then the Home Secretary at the time. But it also radicalised many of them, precisely because they had had their freedom to move restricted, pushing them to direct action tactics in defiance of the tactics proposed by the leaders of the National Union of Students.